Elected people may come and go, but those who work as staff should have stable jobs and should not be fired due to politics.
Residents voiced their opinions after Ann Arbor City Administrator Howard Lazarus was fired without cause after working for the city since 2016. By approving a resolution to conclude employment, Ann Arbor City Council agreed to pay Lazarus about $275,000. That covers his salary for the rest of the year and unused leave time. Resident Julie Roth expressed her disapproval of the termination during public comment.
The notion that this is some straightforward personnel matter that you simply can't speak about reeks of falsehood. This was a completely political move. If there was some thing you couldn't talk about that was reason for termination, the termination would have been unanimous, or at least not along this factionized city council.
As part of the termination agreement, Lazarus will continue in his role as city administrator until February 29th. I spoke with him after the meeting.
The council has the ability to pick who they want to lead the city, and that's what they did. It's within their right under the charter. It's consistent with the employment agreement that I signed. So I respect their wishes, and I wish everyone well.
City Council member Jack Eaton from the 4th Ward voted in favor of concluding the employment agreement with Lazarus. Tension grew between Lazarus and some council members last year when he applied for another job in Gainesville, Florida, and expressed issues with some council members.
The separation agreement is a product of negotiations where we've agreed really not to go into the details of the reason for him leaving. And so I'm going to honor his wishes that we not comment on the reasons behind his departure, but I wish him the best, and I thank him for the service that he's provided us over the last couple of years.
While you can't comment on the details, was it like a mutual kind of situation thing, or was it more city council saying that they want somebody else?
A little of both. You know, when it was obvious that he didn't have majority support, we negotiated his settlement agreement.
Councilmember Ann Bannister from the 1st Ward also voted in favor of terminating the employment agreement and explains in more detail the support that Councilmember Eaton referred to.
I think the roles and responsibilities of the administrator and the council members wasn't functioning as it should. And I've been through 3 evaluation cycles and given it a lot of deep thought.
Councilmember Chip Smith from the 5th Ward voted against firing Lazarus.
I'm incredibly disappointed in my colleagues. I believe that this is a conclusion of a corrupt process that was handled completely behind closed doors. Despite what was said this evening, there's been no discussion of this in the weeks prior with the broader council or with the public. It's a political firing. This was a theater designed to railroad somebody out of their job. Completely corrupt process.
Mayor Christopher Taylor also voted against the termination and explains what will happen after Lazarus leaves at the end of February.
Thereafter, we will have an interim city administrator yet to be named. After the city administrator gets his feet under him, we will begin the search process. The typical search process includes an articulation of a job description, an identification of a search consultant, the posting of a job, the review of resumes and references, the identification of semifinalists, and then ultimately the identification of finalists who will then come to Ann Arbor, meet the council, the public, and a decision will be made thereafter.
No word yet on how long that process will take. Jorge Avillon, 89.1 WEMU News.